Shav Zayin Tishrei Siman Gimel Halacha Beis. We're going to Siman Dalet. The Kitzur teaches us the following: and Hochim Bechukos Hagoyim, we're not supposed to follow the statutes of the non-Jews. It's a big, major machlokes between this Mechab and the Rama, Rishonim, Achonim, the Ma'arik. Different opinions as to how far this goes. Can you just not copy? You're not allowed to copy anything the non-Jews do. So if they wear jeans, you're not allowed to wear jeans. Or they wear a suit in a certain way, you're not allowed to wear the same suit. So this main is, as we know, there are actually quite different opinions when it comes to this. Even then, you'll find different groups of the Jews. Let's say by Hasidim, certainly even the clothing, even the jackets have the right on the left, meaning the buttons go on top, the right part goes on the left side. Now this is not just because they want to be different than the going, but actually because it's like Kabbalistically has a power of the right over part overcoming the left, which is Midas HaChesed over Midas HaGvura. We'll see that actually plays a role in a moment, but the Kitzur certainly seems to be quite strict and says that we should not be like the non-Jews when it comes to clothing, when it comes to our hair. Especially haircuts today. Sometimes you look at the standard haircuts today, and just forget about the shayla of a peyos harosh, meaning to make sure they have enough hair by the peyos area. But many times it's just purely a copying of the non-Jews. And the simple and pashut in the pasuk is to not copy them. That's why there's an inyan even a peyos, even if it's a small extra hair that a person keeps, a man keeps for around his ear, there's a value to it because that's not something that the non-Jews are doing. And the Kitzur goes on to explain that a person should not wear, especially, so the Kitzur really is focused on the idea of wearing a clothing that represents geus, represents haughtiness. And that the Kitzur calls it malbush sarim, of officers, important people. So the Kitzur says another example that we find already in the Gemara, that a person should not have the same type of shoelaces. So if they had a certain way of tying and a certain color, one should not copy them. So if they, and in fact, he goes on to say that if the Jews usually tie with black shoelaces and the non-Jews use red, so the Jews should not copy and use red. And the reason why we're so into black, not because we want to be black and sad, but rather because it's anava. It actually is a form of humility, that color. And that's the reason why, that's really the main source of the black suit and attire that many times you'll find by religious Jews. Kitzur goes on to say that a person should also always make sure whatever he's doing, especially when it comes to clothing, that it should be clothing that represents humility. That's the idea. The Kitzur adds that especially if it's something that seems to be without any reason. See, the Rama is more lenient. That if something makes sense, and it's, let's say, for pleasure or whatever it is, so then there's no problem. The big controversy, you know, Moshe has a tshuvas on it, actually, a few different places regarding turkey on Thanksgiving. So there's a major debate amongst the poskim if that's okay, if it's not okay. But the simple understanding is if it's something that's geshmakti turkey, then not necessarily can one say that that's a problem. But like I said, that's a really interesting shayla. But the Kitzur goes on to explain, what's the whole idea? The idea is that a person should be moved up in malbusha v'diburoi v'shamais. That means their clothing, the way we speak, we shouldn't be speaking chas v'shom to even enter curses or foul language that the non-Jews use. But a person should be moved up in him, just like, a person should be different in his clothing, his speech, and his actions, and just like he's different in the way he thinks. As the pasuk says, "V'adus chamnamim," this is so pertinent to today. The more you see the people that hate us, to the barbaric level of what that means, how much they hate us, the more we have to realize how much we don't want to be like them. And they hate us because we're rein, as they say, which means pure, and we think differently, and that's the way it should be. Okay, next halacha. That was a long halacha. A person should not wear fancy clothing, meaning expensive clothing, because that brings a person to gaiva, causes him to be haughty, but also not too cheap and dirty, because then he'll be degrading himself in front of others. Rather, the best thing is to have average type of clean, nice clothing. A person should always sell his the beams of his home, and even the beams of his home. That means that a person should never find himself without shoes. That's the idea. Going in the streets without shoes is very degrading. It takes away from the chashivas of a person. Since we mentioned that the right has an importance in Judaism, and we find that's true, the Torah it describes when it comes to avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, using the thumb, the right thumb. We find that when it comes to the inauguration of the Mishkan and when it comes to the Metzorah, Mitzvah Chalitza also, taking off the shoe, the right foot. So therefore, also when it comes to clothing, a person should always be makdib to do the right for the left. And when it comes to, so therefore, shoes, for example, is you put it on your right shoe first and then your left. When you take off your shoes, you take the left one on off first. So this way you're giving importance to the right one so it stays on the longer amount of time. Other types of clothing, also, he should take off the left and then the right. Now, when it comes to tying, that's the exception. Tying, you tie first the left and then the right. Why is that? Because tying reminds us of the tying of the tefillin. And since the tefillin is tied in the left, so this way it shows us and the importance of tefillin. I think Moshe writes, the idea is that it reflects our chavivus. We're thinking about tefillin. So think about tefillin, and when we tie it reminds us, it should remind us of the fact that we have an ois all the time, especially in the old days when we used to wear tefillin all day. So that's why you have to tie the first, the left, and then the right. Now, so there's a major debate in the Achronim. Is this only when it comes to shoes or other things also that you have laces? So the Mishbura actually, quotes the Amik Bracha, that also it's only on shoes. And there's a beautiful reason for that. It's because it actually goes back to Avraham Avinu, who said, Imit Tzchoich Vad Nal, when it came to not taking from the Shalal Makit Tzedek. So in any case, when it comes to therefore the halacha lemaisa is you put on your shoe first, your right, then your left, and then you tie your left and then your right. When it comes to wearing two clothing together, one should not do so because it's kasha shecha, cause the person to forget his Torah. Walking 4 amos, which is around 6 feet, was saying something should be kedusha without a head covered is a problem. It's aser. Even young children, it's good to get them used to covering their head. Why this other have what's called a fear of heaven. And that's where the source of Yarmalka, which is Yarmalka, which is Yirei Malka. Now we find this already in the Gemara of Nachum of Yitzchak, his mother was told by the stargazers that her child is going to be a Ganav. The Maya says she was so careful with covering his head from the time that he was born. So therefore he had Yirei Shamayim. And if you have Yirei Shamayim, you're not going to steal. A Ganav, by definition, is not worried about Hashem. When it comes to going with what's called Kremes Kufa, where a person is totally straight and his neck is not, is like stretched out. So this is an expression of gaiva, of holiness. Nevertheless, he says, don't bend your hand too much. It should be average. What does average mean? So he actually gives us a nice guideline. He says that you could see someone coming in front of you, so you're not going to bang into anything. But you could also still see the step of your foot. You'll see it's a very interesting angle. But that's the right proper way to walk in the streets. Then he goes on to say something interesting, that you could tell a person he's a chacham about there just the way he walks. Half of a fellow. And it's based on a pasuk in Mishnah, which you just said in Sukkah. Such a beautiful pasuk. It says, Gam b'derech sh'sachal alech, libo chasam am lakol sachalu. Which basically means a foolish person will tell everyone how foolish he is just in the way he walks. Another carefulness that a person has to have is not walking between two women or between two dogs or between two pigs. And also that two men should not allow a woman or a dog or a pig go through them. Now, I saw a few etzos for this. Many times you're stuck in between two women. So first off, they're 6 feet away, it's not a problem. If you have someone else with you, it's also not a problem. If you have a stick, but you have it, it's also not a problem. If it's relatives, it's also not a problem. Have a beautiful day.